Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Useless characters in television and in movies. My dad just texted Hardy. He says Ross and Friends. Perfect.
Yeah.
Useless, annoying. What is the point of this? Exactly.
They all had their like quirks, and they all had their like, I mean, that show feels like it kind of wrote itself after the first couple seasons.
But what made Ross, like, who was like, oh, Ross is my favorite character. Really,
yeah.
Like him. Really, and like what he's fun and lovable. Like, not even close.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, I'm not Kyrie Irving. You know, I don't have the Friends tattoo. I don't love the show, but I've seen enough episodes to understand it, know what it is. And, you know that, okay, this is the point where Chandler is going to have his snarky line.
Right.
This is the point where Phoebe is going to have her goofy line. And nothing like makes you cringe more than like, here comes Ross's shoehorned line.
Oh, and here comes Ross, and he always sucks. Tell me something. What has David Schwimmer ever been as an actor that you were like, oh, yeah, that was good? He doesn't have a moment.
I don't know. I can't think of David Schwimmer in anything other than Friends. What else has David Schwimmer done?
Because he doesn't get a lot of work. Because he's not good. That's why.
Like, yeah, everyone... TV says he was Robert Kardashian in the OJ thing.
Yes, that's true. The People versus OJ.
He was pretty good in that. I thought he was pretty good in that.
Band of Brothers, remember that? He was in a couple episodes there.
Yep.
Oh, he played a cop in the movie Wolf. You remember Wolf? Jack Nicholson, Michelle Pfeiffer?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
That's not bad. All right. Okay. Well, Ross, worthless. Good. Done.
David Schwimmer.
Yep. I'm not saying the human being, the actor.
I'm saying he's a bad guy, whatever character he's playing, largely useless.
No, you're not saying that. We're saying Ross, and we're leaving it at Ross.
Fine, and others. 617-779-0985. Tom is in the car. What do you got?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi,
good.
Listen, you were just talking about The Sopranos to start the conversation, and immediately, like, I'm rewatching it right now with my girlfriend. She's never seen it, and I haven't seen it since it was out live, so I don't remember a lot of the stuff. But when season 3 hit and Ralph Cifaretto came out, he was nothing but a coat hanger replacement for everything Richie Aprile was. And I mean, like, there was no reason for Ralph Cifaretto to be eating dinner at the Sopranos house every week, except he was there all the time.
Yeah, and he sort of just got dropped into the show too. Like,
and they just gave him like, they killed off Richie Aprile, and they just gave Ralphie all his character attributes.
Yeah, but it's Joey Pants, man. I mean, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna. I didn't mind Ralph. I understand what you're saying, and it was like a plug and play replacement, but. Oh, it was good. There were some good plot lines there. You remember the horse's name, Beetle?
Oh, Piomai.
Good. Good for you. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Good.
Piomai.
Good.
Yep.
I can't co-sign on Ralph Cifaretto. I think he was a good character.
Sean is in the car. What's up, Sean?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Inglourious Basterds. Good movie. I thought the Brad Pitt role was forced. The accent... A little too forced.
Yeah, it's But there are elements to the movie that are like way over the top and caricature anyway.
Yeah, so, that's sort of the thing, isn't it?
Right.
I saw that when it came out. It felt like that was the sort of a bit.
Yeah.
Like it was over the top almost on purpose.
Almost on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Brad Pitt, he's kind of getting his due now.
Going to kill some Nazis.
Right. And Nazis.
Nazis.
And,
that's right.
Did he won the Academy Award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right? He got Best Supporting Actor?
I don't know, but that movie was great. I highly recommend it.
The movie's, it's really good, and he's really good, but he's really good in a lot of things. I mean, once he got out of his, like, hey, look at me type of, you know, mode that he was in for the first few years, he's a hell of an actor. He deserves a little... Well, a lot of credit.
Yeah, he's not like David Schwimmer, I can tell you that. Now, Buddy's in Quincy. What's up, Buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I want to give you a bit of trivia talking about The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember Georgie, the bartender? Tony Soprano used to regularly kick the you-know-what out of.
Yeah, he beat him up on the phone? Yeah.
Yeah. And his name is, he's a stand-up comic out of Boston, one of the best in Boston, Frank Santarelli. He's still around.
I'm going to look that up right now. There's a lot of guys in like, oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Now he got the face to match with it. There are a lot of guys like in the comedy club scene that made their way into The Sopranos. Steve Sciarippa used to run the Top of the Riviera Comedy Club in Las Vegas. I don't know how he got on the show, but.
But he did.
Yeah. And he was a main character.
He liked to play with trains.
Yes, he did.
Sorry, T-Bone. Earmuffs, T-Bone. Eric's in Winthrop. Eric.
Hey. The first time I ever saw Brad Pitt, it was like a made-for-TV movie, and it was about high school track, and he was Ricky Schroeder's little brother. And I think he was still a teenager at the time.
And he was useless?
No, it was actually a halfway decent movie. My contribution was... a guy who had a killer career, Leonardo DiCaprio, when he was on Growing Pains.
Was he an annoying character?
Yeah, he was like one of those add-ins, like way, way late. He was like some distant cousin or something.
Yeah, I didn't watch the show, so I can't back you up on that. I'm starting to think about other TV shows that I really, really liked, though, and every once in a while that one character would show up.
That's the thing, too. You've got to sort of pick a good show that you liked and was, you know, known as a good show and had a particular character that just wasn't worth it.
Yeah. It didn't.
That makes it a better thing.
Yes. NYPD Blue had a couple of those over the years. Just great show, well-written, great actors. And then there was that one detective would show up and you're like, oh, not well, this scene's going to suck.
Like, oh, this just went to crap. Pearl's in Boston. Pearl.
Yo, everybody's character in Expendables was great except Jet Li's character. It made no sense. I was glad. He was terrible.
Expendables? Anyone seen that?
Yes.
Anybody? Show a hand.
Is that a good show? You recommend that one, Pearl?
The movie, Expendables, with all the great action heroes.
You're the only one who's seen it.
Yeah, I'm not into those movies.
Well, that's just...
There's like a million of those things if you're into the action heroes.
Well, you get like eight of them together, and they can't be... You can have like one almost A-lister and a bunch of B and C-listers, and you
those
get them all together.
Those crush it in the theaters, though, man.
Yeah, yeah.
A huge following for those. You know what to call on that one? Call Rich Shurtleff. He sees all those movies.
he sees all the movies. All of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sees all the movies, but I know he's pretty well-versed in that category of movies as well.
Yeah. Jet Li
Dan is in. Is it? I mean, what I've seen Jet Li in, Jet Li's been pretty good.
I don't know. I can't even tell you like one movie I've watched with Jet Li in it. I don't know.
Let's go to, I'm sorry, I just want to go in order of weight. Dan is in Wenham. Hi, Dan.
Hey guys, so one of my favorite movies all time, Lord of the Rings, the main character, Frodo Baggins, completely useless. He does nothing the whole movie. Every time he's on the screen, I'm just hoping it goes to like Aragorn and Legolas fighting someone. And
so you love the movie, but you hate the main character and you hate any time he's on the screen. To me, that would kind of get it out of your favorite movie category. If you hate the main character.
I mean, Sam makes up for it.
Okay. All right. And like Frodo. I saw each Lord of the Rings movie, the 1, 2, 3. I saw each one precisely once. And I didn't hate it, but I never felt compelled to watch them again. And I'm a guy who will watch movies many times over. Yeah. Those, once. I saw them once. That was enough. Didn't feel compelled to ever watch another second of them ever again. Just didn't do it for me.
Jay is in Hull. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's it going? David Schwimmer is also the giraffe in all the Madagascar movies, and he sucks in that as well. All he does is complain. He's a hypochondriac. He's in love with a hippo. He's the worst. Your dad's on point, Beetle.
That's why. Well, he just ripped Ross. I'm ripping David Schwimmer on the whole.
I mean, really.
And I like that. I'm glad to know that they picked David Schwimmer to play a character who sucks.
I like the fact
in Madagascar movies. That's
like
great.
That guy loves Madagascar, except when the giraffe shows up.
Yeah,
oh,
freaking
boy.
Giraffe.
Here we go. Let me guess. The giraffe is going to complain of a sore throat. Couldn't see that gag coming.
Great call. Call of the day right there.
It's very good. Very good.
This is so much more fun than talking about sports not having games.
Oh, you don't want to talk about COVID in Major League Baseball? No. Let's keep talking about characters that ruin movies and TV shows.
Good.
So
McCone,
much better.
Do you have a good one for us yet, McCone?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Hang on to it. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on night.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go. Pivot.
Get out of here. 617-779-0985. Most useless TV characters or movie characters in otherwise good shows or films. That's what it's coming down to here today. We've got plenty of calls to get to on this, Hardy.
I just asked.
This was all started by Hardy watching Yellowstone and not having any appreciation for a new character on the show.
I can just tell this character is going to, she's going to ruin every scene she's in. It's just going to suck. I'm going to cringe every time she pops up. I'm not going to enjoy it for the only thing I can say is it's got the feeling that someone's going to be killed off early. So
yeah,
I have that to look forward to.
Yeah. And you're rooting for it.
Yeah.
Charlie is in Cranston. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I wanted to say as an aberration for Mr. Schwimmer, the fourth season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, when he comes in to replace Ben Stiller, he's all right. And then for least valuable for Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm going to have to go with Richard Lewis. Not into it.
You know, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't mind Richard Lewis, you know, as a comedian or in some other things, but and I'm not a huge Curb guy. You know, I've seen enough again to know, and it seems a bit much.
T-Bone, you're a Curb guy. You have to be, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay.
And Richard Lewis, Curb?
Better than Schwimmer.
That I would agree with, but there are times where it feels like Richard Lewis's character doesn't add a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I want to know what McCone's is. McCone said he had a good one.
Yes, he does.
Now, just to preface it, McCone's contribution yesterday was cover songs better than the originals. He went with Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel, which, by the way, who did the original?
Doesn't matter.
You don't even know.
As good as Darius.
It's a traditional folk song that is banned in most concert settings. No Wagon Wheel, they say.
No,
go ahead.
I'll admit that my music tastes aren't good, but TV-wise, I think I'm pretty good. I think the first few seasons of Homeland were awesome, but the daughter, Dana.
John Corey just said the same thing. He just said the same thing.
No, she was obnoxious. She was so hateable. But she wasn't useless. You know who was useless? Her brother.
What was
the point? Yeah, see? You don't even remember him because he had no purpose. He served no purpose. At least the daughter sort of served a purpose.
She was
involved in the plot lines.
I'll give you one. The daughter from Ray Donovan.
But she plays a role in the later seasons.
Yeah, she does, but it takes a while to get there. And every time she pops up on the screen in the first few seasons, you're like,
"You're right.
Oh, boy, here we go. I got to suffer through this for 3 or 4 minutes.
Like, what is the point of her in the early seasons?
Yes.
Hanging out with the neighbor who was the rapper.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of this?
I learned a new phrase from him, though.
I don't remember what that was.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Ray Donovan canceled, though, by the way. Not coming back.
You know what? Why? And they left us hanging.
Because it jumped the shark like 2 seasons ago, and they didn't move toward wrapping things up.
They should have never moved it to New York. That was the problem.
It's their own fault. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, all right.
It's their own fault. Yeah, it's a good one. Corey thinks it's the daughter, huh?
And Janice from the Sopranos. Those were his two.
Yeah, Janice. I agree with him on that. Dan is in Agawam. Hi, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I got two. I got a one definite and an honorable mention. I'll be quick. The first one is Kimmy freaking Gibbler on Full House. Nobody even on the show even liked her. Her character was annoying, and she was ugly. Just pointless for me. I couldn't stand her. The honorable mention is Hank Schrader's wife in Breaking Bad. She never had a good line. She was extremely annoying. Extremely annoying. I could not stand her in any scene she was in on the show. I just couldn't stand it.
Great call.
I liked her level of crazy, but you're right. She
Marie.
Just didn't serve a real purpose.
Marie. Yep.
I liked how delusional she was. I mean, that was sort of funny, but... yes, that's a good one. Those are two good ones.
Yeah.
Kimmy Gibbler's an easy one. Obvious. Served no purpose. That's good.
Marie Schrader from Breaking Bad.
Didn't she drive a VW Bug? Wasn't that her car?
One of the new ones? One of the new Beetles?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, it's actually good for her character.
Yes, it was perfectly done. Kurt is on the Cape. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going? My wife and I, we used to watch Shameless all the time. Yep. And the character, we used to hate when Deb would come on the screen. Absolutely terrible.
I tried that show. It was
Liam. It's Liam. It's Deb in the early seasons. Kurt hung up. But there's a bunch that really don't serve. There's a lot of characters on that show. Yeah. That's the start of that.
I just found it, like, so far-fetched and unbelievable. It's like, I can't, suspend disbelief long enough to get into this show. I'm like, it's too wacky. It's too crazy. Oh, here comes the over-the-top sex scene to, like, get me re-engaged. I'm like, no, I'm all set. I don't need it.
I'm still in on that show.
I think
it's so good.
I couldn't buy in.
Last season was good. The season before that was not so great. I'm still hanging in there. Seeing it through to the end. TJ is in the car. TJ.
Yeah, how you guys doing today? I have Patton Oswalt's character, Spencer, on The King of Queens. if
I don't.
Thank you.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Patton Oswalt was the worst part of King of Queens. And again, I've only watched a few seconds of it here and there, but you're telling me that's the Kevin James show.
Correct.
And you're telling me that Patton Oswalt makes it worse?
Yes.
Tough for me to swallow that one. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's just, you know, poorly written, poorly acted, whatever. But you give it, hey, you got to spend an hour listening to Patton Oswalt or Kevin James. Who are you going with, Beetle?
I'm going to go with Patton Oswalt.
10 times out of 10.
Yes.
All right.
You know, we had Kevin James on the show once. I don't know if you remember that, Hardy.
On Felger and Maz?
No.
On this show?
Yes.
No.
T-Bone?
I don't remember.
T-Bone? Maybe you could get us a clip of that.
Did we let the intern interview him?
What's up,
yes,
Kevin?
Yes, we did.
Okay, now I remember.
What's up, Kevin?
There it is. There it is. Do we have Kevin James's response to that question?
Is it true? Are you a fan of the New York Jets?
Good question.
Yeah. Was that Super Bowl week or something?
No. That was like random week that Kevin James was doing his show, I think, at the Wilbur.
And we were like, okay.
Yeah, we'll put him on, and we let the intern ask questions. Because our initial reaction was, no, we're not going to do that. That's not what we do. And so the intern was like, oh, I'm a huge Kevin James fan. And I was like, never mind, we're doing it.
What's
get
up, Kevin
James. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Kevin?
Is it true you like sports?
He was a very good sport about that, though.
He was. Kevin James, to his credit, was like, yeah. Yeah. Well,
that was a legally obese intern, Hardy.
Oh, yeah. He said he went to his doctor, and the doctor told him he was legally obese. We're like, legally?
You're 6'5", 110.
And you don't mean, and first of all, none of these apply either, but you sure you don't mean morbidly or officially or no, technically?
Legally.
No, legally.
By the letter of the law.
I know legally blind is a thing, but legally obese. That's what your doctor told you.
He's going to get a handicap placard now. Oh, man. Justin's in the car. Hi, Justin.
Hey, actually, just want to make a quick point on Kevin James. My brother was actually an extra in Here Comes the Boom because it was shot in Quincy. Kevin James is one of the biggest douches ever.
Oh, come on.
You know, there's someone at this station who will back you up on that. I'm not going to say who. Someone. Not the morning show either, Hardy.
I know who it. Why won't you say? I know who it is.
I don't want to put words in that person's mouth.
You think he would have a problem saying it to anyone else in any other walk of life?
I think he would agree with the sentiment. His initials are Tony Maserati.
I think Maz has said on the air what a douche Kevin James was.
That is not the experience we had with Kevin James. He played along and he was fine. But
wasn't it a Radio Row thing? And yes. Kevin James came along, and Maz just thought he was like so full of himself.
He was not exactly, I guess, friendly.
Yeah, maybe he caught him on an off day.
Kevin James or David Schwimmer?
Ooh, I would take Kevin James. I'm not taking Schwimmer in anything.
That's your father talking.
Hey, Schwimmer, get out of here, Schwimmer. No, there's some stuff that Kevin James has been in that's been okay.
What's up, Kevin?
However, Maz will also tell you how great of a guy Sandler was in that same interview.
Well, Sandler knows what he's doing by now. Sandler, I don't like a lot of Adam Sandler movies, but I respect the fact that Sandler admits to what he's doing. He's like, yeah, I'm getting a bunch of my buddies together, and we're going to make a movie, you know, over the course of 6 weeks, and we're going to have a great time while we're doing it, and we're all going to make a ton of money, and I'm going to make a ton of money for my friends.
Uncut Gems, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Haven't seen it yet.
All right, well, you should go watch it and then report back.
Okay.
I thought it was just okay. I thought it was overrated.
Okay.
I think people overrated the film. Let's go to Joe, who's in Falmouth. Hi, Joe. Uh-oh. Someone there might have to click on Joe.
I think I can do it here for you.
Okay, give it a try.
There we go. Nope, I cannot.
Do you see the screen, what it's doing?
Oh, yeah. It's shaking in a shimmer.
I think it's having a seizure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you pull up line 7 for us, T-Bone? There he is. What's
hey,
up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, real quick, I don't know if either of you are watching the show, but my wife is binging Downton Abbey, which means I'm passively binging Downton Abbey. And the Elizabeth McGovern character is useless.
Were you expecting any of us to have seen Downton Abbey?
Well, first, I don't know.
It seemed to be a big show, so everybody was talking about it.
I watched the Downton. I've never seen the TV show, but I watched the Downton Abbey movie when the last time my mother was here. And I know Elizabeth McGovern, and I found her to be delightful, not only in that role, but also in the movie Racing with the Moon with Sean Penn and Nicolas Cage. So up yours, Joe. I'm a big Elizabeth McGovern fan. Take that.
All right, then.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks.
I can't hang up.
Thank you, T-Bone. All right, let's reset the phones. We'll come back and do more. Or, unless you want to move
someone's
on to something
else. Someone's leaning on a keyboard somewhere. That's what's going on.
It's got to be.
Yeah, look at it's crazy.
Do you see what it's doing?
Get off the keyboards. Yeah, it's just it's someone's leaning on a keyboard. That's what's happening. We'll get on that. We'll get that sorted out.
All right.
Oh, I think someone just figured out that they were leaning on the keyboard. We'll get that sorted out. We'll get back to your calls on this. 617-779-0985. Useless characters in TV and film. And this date in show history at 1150.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kristen Sermon, who we work with here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, claims that Ross is her favorite character in Friends, Hardy.
Yeah, I already told her. I said, talk to Beatles' father. He's the one who started all this.
He's chimed back in again. Kevin James and David Schwimmer, luckiest men alive, both suck at everything. I wouldn't put Kevin James in that category, but Schwimmer for sure.
Kevin James must have done something good or funny at some point.
Warrant by the way, his King of Queens is not that bad. Like, it's not a horrible 30-minute put-it-in-syndication sitcom where you can sit down and watch 5 minutes of it at any point in time, have no idea what the show's about, and get a couple of laughs.
Is Leah Remini his wife in that show?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so there's a massive, like, okay, Try and believe this one, but that guy's married to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can get past that, then you can watch the show. But that's they must lose a lot of people right off the bat.
Yes, and I don't think Kevin James sucks in his animated films the way Schwimmer does, as we already heard today. Schwimmer is terrible in Madagascar. I didn't know that, but now I do. Kevin James is in the Hotel Transylvania movies, and he doesn't suck in those.
All right.
So, all right. That's all I would say.
Okay.
And Paul Blart wasn't horrible. I mean, it's not like a movie. It's not a movie you'd be like, oh, it's a great film. It's like a stupid kids movie. It's not horrible. It's not Schwimmer. I haven't seen Schwimmer take on any big roles like that. Have you?
Huh? Well, has he ever been the leading man in a movie?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Kevin James has. He's better.
What's up, Kevin?
Speak up.
What's up, Kevin?
I think we're going to get that whole thing today for takeaways.
I
think we're
going to
get the whole exchange between the intern and Kevin James. All right, so useless TV characters or movie characters.
Yes.
From things that you otherwise like, but when this character shows up, the show sucks. That's the subject matter.
Today. We're going to go to the phones, but we ask you to sort of get to it quick.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do, because we want to go get through a bunch of these.
Okay.
Mike in the car, go ahead.
Andrea Zuckerman from 90210. Lion, dog face, pony soldier.
I don't recall.
I didn't watch it. There were some insults thrown in there at the end. I'm not sure what they mean.
I don't know that I want to know what they mean.
Nope.
Tommy's in Western Mass. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, boys. Listen, Band of Brothers was one of the best shows that I've ever seen in my lifetime, except for one character who is both hateable and useless, and it happened to be Schwimmer's character. Schwimmer. Useless in everything I've ever seen in his life. He came on early in the show. He came on later for absolutely no reason. He had his Ross pout on the entire time. They didn't need him to tell a story. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy.
Pretty definitive there. I got a text from a buddy of mine who said he actually thought he played a good a-hole sergeant in Band of Brothers, but I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it.
Doesn't mean he was any good at playing the character.
All right.
Jordan's in San Francisco. Jordan.
Hey, plus one there on Andrea Zuckerberg from 90210. Okay. I absolutely agree. I'm just kidding, guys. I got to say, you overlooked a big one on Breaking Bad. If we're going strictly for uselessness and not hateability, the son, Walter Jr., didn't do a goddamn thing that whole show. Thanks a lot.
So true. And he was easy to not like, too. He really was. Who likes the son? Who was like, yeah,
everything.
He's a good dude. Zero loyalty out of that kid.
Okay,
none.
But he had issues. I mean, is it okay? To...
What issues? His actual like
crutches.
Physical issues?
Yes, he was.
I didn't not like him for that reason.
Okay, but he was...
I didn't like him because of the content of his character, Hardy.
I don't feel comfortable.
I appreciate that caller not being afraid to go there.
Yeah,
I like that. Mike is in Kingston. Hi, Mike.
What up, Beetle? All right, so basically, that movie that Zoe is in, Zoe. And then, if you guys have ever seen The Avengers or anything like that, or the Marvel series, they add like a character at the end, and there's like a relationship with like this widow.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that. I'm still caught up on the whatever movie Zoe was in, it was Zoe.
He was an extra
in Celtic Pride.
Right. Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that character. Guy's standing there away in the background in the nightclub scene. Guy sucks.
That guy that keeps saying peas and carrots over again.
I don't even think he made it into the film.
I don't think he was there. It feels like
you think the whole story's bullcrap.
Yes.
He claims he was an extra in Celtic Pride.
Yep.
You don't even think he went and did it.
Nope.
Kevin in the truck. Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hardy, you're spot on with that character on Yellowstone. No question. Way over the top.
Teeter, right?
Yeah. Did anybody happen to mention Carl from Walking Dead?
No, I've never...
No.
No.
Enough with the zombie stuff. My God, I was already sick of zombies by the time The Walking Dead started. I'm like, oh, enough. You know what pisses me off about all these shows?
What?
Now there are like different incarnations of it.
Oh, it's spin-offs?
Fear the Walking Dead. Yeah. Oh, they're run away from The Walking Dead. There's still dead Walking Dead. Oh, shut up. And even people who watch those shows say, like, yeah, they suck now. Because enough already. What else can there be said? It's the same thing with vampires. After a while, it's like, oh, good, another vampire movie. Well, this time they're going to turn the story on its ear. Are they, or is it all done? It's all done now.
John in Plainville. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. From one of the greatest movies of all time that includes Paul Newman's best performance of all time, Braden's wife, Lily, and Slapshot, that whole thing. I watched it for the first time in years the other day. I hate Lily. Braden stinks, too. But that whole side story is miserable when you're watching the funniest movie of all time.
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up because it reminds me of Danny's girlfriend in Caddyshack. Same thing. Oh. And pluck more times than the Rosa Tralee, I'm told. Shut up. This is the reason why she's so annoying. It was a fake accent. She plays the girl that the 15-year-old or the 13-year-old, whatever, in Animal House. Like, oh, no wonder that accent is so bad. It's totally fake. Awful.
Phil and Bill Ricka. Phil.
How about Saved by the Bell? Screech.
Absolutely.
Yep, I totally agree with that, and I agree with David Schwimmer. David Schwimmer is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible at everything.
Won't even say his name right. He hates him so much.
Schwimmer, he stinks.
David Schwimmer is the worst. I'll hang up and listen to you agree with me.
I can sense there's a little something there, maybe for takeaways, all the Schwimmer hate today. I think like that could work.
Okay.
That could work. That could be a thing. Chuck in the car. Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. What about Oliver from the Brady Bunch?
That was one episode.
Oliver? Who's Oliver?
Cousin Oliver. Yeah, he was.
That was the Hardy. That was more than one episode.
Cousin Oliver's on more than one episode. He's okay. So he's the Jinx, but then he gets them to be. Speaking of extras, they get to be in that movie when they go to the movie lot that one day. What other episode is he in?
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know. Thomas and Franklin. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys? Oppa from Saving Private Ryan. Anytime that guy's on the screen, I just want to punch him in the face.
Which one?
And it's just Oppum, the translator. Remember the guy who's just crouched in the stairway?
Yeah. Isn't that Elliot from E.T.?
I don't know. He might be.
I think it is. All right.
I can't see the scholar's name, but go ahead.
It's John Seabrick.
Hey, John.
A blemish on what is otherwise the best show of all time, Mad Men, shout out Freddie T, would be first Lee Garner Jr. from Lucky Strike, the son, and then Duck Phillips, who has about four episodes, I'd say, dedicated to him, just attenuated storylines, drunkenness, despair, and a dog named Mitzi. So I'll hang up and listen.
What show are we talking about?
Mad Men.
I didn't realize that.
Overrated show to begin with.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, the whole point of the show is that it doesn't have a point. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a period piece. It doesn't interest me.
My apologies to the Cousin Oliver caller. He's in the last six episodes of the fifth and final season of the Brady Bunch. So, yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, he was awful.
All right, let's get to this date in show history next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for this date in show history. It's been a staple during the pandemic.
It has been, and people have rallied around their radios, gathered around family style, like Little Orphan Annie. Who's that little chatterbox? To hear this date in show history on Zolak and Bertrand. Service we're happy to provide in these troubled times. Thank you to T-Bone for going back through the archives and finding three bits of audio from July 8th, starting first with 2015. I am not on board with this. I just want to play it and get...
What do you mean you're not on board with it? What the hell? What's the problem?
I'm not on board with this particular one because it's a Golfing the World episode, okay?
Oh, Franklin?
No, this is Pine Hills in Plymouth. And I understand what... I don't think these are all that funny, that's all. I don't think there's anything to be made fun of here.
So, John, help me out here. I'll take a read from you if you got one. That's what I'm talking about. Great ball, John. Way to get out of that. It's about time you found a bunker today. It's been nothing but fairways and greens. It's too easy for you. The man's got a chance to make birdie after being in a fairway bunker. Unbelievable. John, you want a tip? You want me to give you a read? What do you want?
I think I got it.
Oh. Lone Wolf McQuaid. Okay. Get in the hole! Wow. You know what? You are a wolf pack of one. That's what you are. Wow. What a hole.
By the way, Providence over here, you know, Mr. Big TV personality is giving me the sideways glance while listening to this.
I thought that was fantastic.
You don't think this is quality television?
No, I think that's electric. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you really like John. That's what I can tell you about that clip.
John Tuffin, yeah. He's a good player.
I'm really digging
Reese
that
Jones,
guy,
course.
Huh?
It's leaving me jonesing to play more. Jonesing.
Oh. Oh, be right.
Oh, it's got to be right. It's got to be the one.
Oh, great shot, Hardy.
For the second 18, we hit the Nicklaus course, and man, did I hit the 7-iron of my life on the 15th hole, all carry, par 3, stuck it to about 12 feet. It's just one of those perfect shots on a perfect day, on the perfect hole, at the perfect time.
Hardy, nice birdie. Way to go.
As soon as it left the putter face, I thought I'd missed it. But then it went in anyway, so I don't care.
Always good to get a deuce.
That's right. You like that?
All right, Hardy, let's end the day on a good note here. Let's make this par putt.
Oh, boy.
You got it. Nice. Great roll. Way to go.
Thanks, John. A nice way to finish the round. Really, a great way to finish the second round of the day at Pine Hills Golf Club.
Useless TV characters. Hardy on Golf and War.
So true. So
which one
true.
Was the par three? Which you were very excited about that particular hole?
15. That was the seven iron
of
15.
Your life.
7-iron of my life. I did. I absolutely caught it on the screws. That thing soared in the air and landed like a butterfly with sore feet. Oh, it was glorious, Beetle. I wish you could have been there. You know what? You can see it. The episode's still running of that Pine Hills episode.
What happened to that program? Hardy, if I
still
may
on, they've
bring
had
bring up a sore subject there.
It's not sore at all. Different hosts over the years. It's a tough schedule for anybody to host because it's all dependent on weather. There is some travel involved. I mean, I got to go to Barbados for it, which is great. Kevin Walsh hosted a few episodes. You know Walshy,
of course,
from NBC Sports, and
yep.
They had another host for a while, but it's like it's tough. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to shoot here on this day, but then the weather's not good, so you can't shoot. And, you know, I've already taken like a day from work. So, but I still do stuff with Golfing the World. As a matter of fact, we did their Shop Talk segment here recently. That's airing now with my buddy Kevin. So it's still a good show. It's just, it's tough for me. It's tough.
So you're still in the fold there.
Absolutely still in the Golfing the World fold. Yes. All right. Moving on. Thankfully. Next up, this is from 2019. Bernard Pollard said on Twitter, Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady. And then Patriots, Brandon King, agreed with him, or at least we thought it was Brandon King.
Whoops.
From the Patriots.
What year was this?
This was last year. Oh, God.
This was 5 years ago.
This was so bad. This was so bad.
Beetle, they have roster cutdowns. I'm rooting for him to get cut. I'm always out on special teamers. I'm out on this one. At CrushBoy31. That is Bernard Pollard's handle. He, look at the tweet. At CrushBoy31. He replies to Pollard's tweet. He doesn't reply to the NFL's tweet.
No, we should not cut him. I got breaking news.
What?
There's two Brandon Kings.
It's a different Brandon King? Yep. I already asked this question.
It's a different Brandon King.
No. Who is it?
No. He played for the Colts.
No.
Yeah.
No. Come on!
32 years old. Yeah.
I have to issue a public apology to this Brandon King now? You're kidding me!
I just noticed from that
picture. I already asked him, like, this is the Brandon King, right?
Different Brandon King.
Different I look Brandon like King. An a-hole now!
Sorry, Brandon.
I'm going to issue my public apology to the Brandon King of the Patriots.
Didn't this happen to us last week at some point? Didn't we have like a mix-up?
It's a different Brandon King?
We have the wrong Brandon King. What a disaster.
What a d*** I am.
Same crew. Beetle, Hardy, McCone. How about that same crew a year ago today?
Yep.
And thank God McCone was here.
I think there were like two solid segments of just ripping Brandon King before we figured out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I had him cut. I was like, that's it. I want him gone. We don't need him here anymore. That's it. You're out. Turns out it was a totally different guy who was making those statements about Peyton Manning being better than Brady.
We may have led the show that day. I think McCone is right. I think we came out of the gate at 10 with
just
you
fired
just,
up.
Just spewing fire about Brandon King and you want him gone. And I think it continued till about 10:30 when McCone finally said, put on his news hound cap, said, hold on a second. Did a little investigative work here. Different guy. There was another segment from that same day, a year ago today, Beetle. Me, you, McCone. And we were talking about lawn care. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, we can get this out of the way. Larry, you agree with that trim first, without a doubt?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You whack it the right way, then you can blow it out later and pick it up with the cutter. Absolutely.
All right. Larry has weighed in.
Rack it the right way. You can blow it later.
Brian Swampskip. Brian.
Hey, I can't pull up on Larry, but yeah, you do the weed whacker, then you do the blowing, then you do the mowing.
Whoa. Did you say whacking, blowing, mowing in that order?
Yes.
Well, what about whacking, mowing? No, whacking, mowing, blowing.
Boy, it's whacking, blowing, mowing.
Whacking, blowing, mowing.
That went on for a while a year ago today also.
Right. Order of the whacking, mowing, and blowing. So as you heard in both of those calls, if you do the whacking first,
yep,
then you blow it out into the area where you're then going to use the cutter. You're going to use the mower. You can suck up all the remnants of the whacking.
Okay.
With the lawnmower. That's right. The theory there.
I understand the theory. However, if I were to go that order, I would end up blowing twice. Because I would go whacking, blowing, mowing, blowing. Because at the end you're gonna get some clippings that end up on your patio and on your sidewalk. So if you don't mind blowing twice, then
go for it.
Then by all means, whacking, blowing, mowing. But for me, it's going to be whacking, blowing, mowing, blowing.
Well, twice is nice.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.